Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Boy, it can really wear you out, can't it? Having an experience with someone where there was some sort of pushback, there was a disagreement, there was a challenge, and it wasn't necessarily resolved in a way where everybody left feeling good about it. And you have replayed it out in your mind over and over again. Did you push hard enough? Did you push too hard? Did you stand up for yourself? Did you let them cross your boundaries? Did you cross their boundaries? Did your tone of voice, was it not correct? Did you take it too far? Did you not take it far enough? And you replay it out in your mind over and over again, looking for the places where it might have been flawed because of you. Well, you know that I always say, if you want better answers, ask better questions. And so maybe the questions you're asking yourself aren't complete, which is the reason why you're not getting resolution to this situation in your mind so you can move on. See, at some point, you were programmed and conditioned to question whether you could trust yourself. That your reality wasn't really the way you were seeing it. It was something completely different. And then whenever you begin to question yourself, well, what's the next step? The next step is for you to be programmed and conditioned to take the responsibility for someone else's reality. How they feel, the actions that they're going to take. And so, you're on your path to getting weller. You'll find yourself in situations where you're being triggered. And the reason why you're being triggered is because the person that you're engaging with is doing things that are very similar to that original imprint where you questioned whether or not you could trust yourself. So instead of asking questions that are going to have the conclusion that you are responsible for everything that goes on in the world, let's look at a more complete question. There's three of them. In this situation, were you trying to prove that you were right? Maybe you were. Or were you trying to reveal the truth? Was there something that you felt this other person was not being completely forthcoming on, and you were trying to get that reality awareness? Only you can answer these questions. Second question, are you a control freak? Maybe you are. You were trying to control the outcome. Or, based on the first question, you felt like there was something not being revealed. And because it wasn't being revealed, there was a lot of chaos being created. Because chaos is one of your triggers. You know it is a tactic that others will use on you to control you. And so were you trying to rise above the chaos by discovering something that you felt like wasn't being disclosed? See how each question builds on the question before it. And the third and final question, are you really taking everything personally? Is it really all about you? Or are you taking ownership that you're being triggered? But you're being triggered because there's something about the situation that reminds you of previous situations where you were manipulated. I had a client ask me just today, well, as I'm reviewing this situation I was in, this disagreement with somebody, I asked myself later on, what was it about them that was triggering me that, you know, do I have the ability to manipulate others in the way that I felt like they were trying to manipulate me? And that's not always what the mirror is trying to show you. The mirror, when you're in an experience like this, isn't always showing you what you're capable of that they're doing it. It's what you're capable of as far as being the answer to what they're doing. So if they're being a bully, your answer is to be a victim. If they're being a victim, your answer is to be a hero. So it's not always them triggering you, you can do the same thing. It's that they're triggering in you your responsibility for creating their desired reality. That one is might take you a while to think about. Okay, so when you go back over the situation and you play it out in your mind again and again, make sure you're asking complete questions. Were you trying to prove you were right? Or was there something that you felt like was not being revealed that needed to be discovered? Were you being a control freak? Or were you trying to rise above the chaos with the piece of information that was being withheld from you? Were you taking everything personally? Or are you taking ownership that you're being triggered because there's something about this situation and or this person that is reminiscent of a very unhealthy experience you've had in the past, and you're now looking at how to move forward in a healthy way? I'm going to be honest with you. This is something that can be a challenge to do on your own. It's hard to see the picture when you're inside the frame. Working with a client earlier today and then one last night, they were both in situations where they were going, how much responsibility did I have in this? And I said, well, you had responsibility for your health, but if you keep asking questions on how you showed up dysfunctionally, because your subconscious is programmed to always answer questions, if you go, show me all the ways I was dysfunctional, it's going to show you all the ways that you were dysfunctional by looking through that perception. Sometimes you need somebody on the outside to go, why would you continue to look at the situation like that? Why do you want to continue to play the victim or the hero? Let's step outside of that, look at it through wisdom, discernment, and maturity. Because the age you were when you accepted the fact that you could not trust yourself and you had to create life for other people the way they wanted it, that is the part of you that's being triggered and looking at the situation and going at it over and over again, which was a younger you that didn't have the skill set to be able to move through it in a healthy way, which is the reason why you keep having challenges with it. Okay, if I can assist you with this, 1-636-699-7791 or canhypnosishelpyou.com or drewdawnferguson.com if you want to sign up for the free hypnosis audio. See, utilizing coaching as well as hypnosis, we begin to not just help you cope better, but bring out that side of you that knows exactly how to be healthy. Again, 1-636-699-7791, canhypnosishelpyou.com. But until you get assistance for someone to help you upgrade your perception, you'll never be able to upgrade the personality that goes along with that perception. So whether it's me or somebody else, it's about time you reached out and asked for assistance instead of being the control freak and trying to do it all on your own. So until we get together again, Blessings on your brilliance, because you are weller than what you think. Start asking yourself well questions to get well answers.
I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants, but for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis.